We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott Coker is the great president of Bellator. They got a huge event, 222, at the world's most famous Madison Square Garden on Friday night. Another huge event. Scott joins us now. Congrats on another big card. I love it, in New York at the Garden. Doesn't get any better than that, Scott.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a big show. And, yeah, thank you for, putting me on and gives this opportunity to promote it.
So, the last time I saw you, I was doing a show with you in St. Louis. Now they got a Stanley Cup. You know, I want to ask you from, I don't even remember when that was, like 2-3 years ago, something like that. And I just want to ask you, because I just feel like you've grown exponentially since then the whole operation. Everything you've done has been fantastic. I want to know how you feel about it, let's say, the growth that you've seen and witnessed and all that you've pulled off, let's say, in, the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. And like you said, you were there, a couple of years back, and we signed a bunch of free agents. We signed Lyoto Machida away from the UFC, Ryan Bader away from the UFC, Gegard Mousasi away from the UFC. We had a great heavyweight tournament that Ryan Bader beat Fedor in January, and a bunch of free agents that we brought on board, but also a bunch of new fighters that we signed with developing from the ground up, some new jiu-jitsu guys, some young wrestlers, some young kickboxers, and we've been developing talent from the bottom up, and it's been a great ride. It's been a lot of fun.
Scott Coker with us. You had a big TV partner in Viacom down here where I work in the building in Manhattan. I remember I had meetings with your company in there, and, your whole time at Bellator, you had that, and now you're on Paramount. You recently got into bed with DAZN, which is carrying the fight this weekend, unless I'm mistaken. Do you think you need both TV and streaming these days, Scott, to keep up with the new trends and viewing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, my son is all about streaming and OTT and internet, and I'm still the guy that watches linear television. So, it's great to be able to have both, and I think it's a compliment to each other, that somebody could watch it on DAZN, and then sometimes they get to turn on Paramount and watch it on Paramount TV. But this event will be exclusively on DAZN this Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern.
So what about that relationship? How is that partnership with DAZN? How did that happen?
Our CFO, Wade Davis, is good friends with Juan Delgado, who is an executive at DAZN. They contacted us about doing some content programming, and they were very interested in being involved in our tournament series. So they picked up a 7-fight series in our welterweight division, and then next year they're going to pick up our featherweight division tournament. And that's kind of how it worked out, 7 fights exclusively on DAZN, and then we have 15 fights on Paramount, which also are simulcast on DAZN.
So, Scott Coker, the president of Bellator, with us on CBS Sports Radio. With the relationships you have, I saw the article today about how you've had this relationship with Sabak Ibarra over the years and shared fighters, between the promotions. Do you think the future of the sport is more like boxing, where promotions and, promoters are working together?
That would be amazing. And, Sabak Ibarra and I have had a relationship for 13 years. When I first started Strikeforce MMA back in 06, he was very supportive, and he sent over a main event for my second show. He sent over Alistair Overeem to fight Vitor Belfort in summer of 2006. And that, I was a young promotion at the time. I really didn't have a lot of fighters. And then when I started growing some fighters and getting some experienced fighters that could compete in Japan, we sent over Gilbert Melendez, we saw Josh Thompson, and some other fighters, and now it's kind of the reverse. He's in a situation where he could use some of our talent, and we sent over Darren Caldwell to fight Horiguchi on New Year's Eve last year, and unfortunately my guy lost. But it was in a ring. It's a little bit different than the cage. And this is our chance to get him back and get that revenge and keep the belt here in the USA.
So, Scott, you've pulled off all these. You had mentioned all these guys like Rory and, you know, Bader, Machida, Chell, all of them. Like, you've just done a fantastic job of, you know, signing these guys. And, like, obviously you must have some enjoyment in doing that. And now there's other ones on the horizon. Are you going to try to snag this cyborg chick and keep going after big names? Obviously you have to be, because that's what you do and you're damn good at it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very successful. Like you said, some of those names that you mentioned are some of the biggest fighters in you know, the history of these martial arts. Cyborg is still signed with UFC. We're not going to be, you know, talking to her or getting involved in any kind of discussion until she is a free agent. But if she does become a free agent, believe me, we'll be talking to her. And anybody else that's a free agent, they should give us a call, because at the end of the day, you need more than one buyer. And, you know, the UFC's out there buying, and we're going to be buying, and why not see what your value is? And you won't be able to get to test your true value unless you talk to both of us at some point.
How is your, those big names paying off for you with your, you know, events and sponsors and relationships? Like, you know, obviously Chael, these guys, Machida, all of them, Rory in this big fight with the Gracie lineage, Neiman. How are these big names paying off for you?
Yeah, I mean, really, there's fighters that move the needle, and then there's fighters that don't. And, you know, the fighters that we have fighting at the Garden on Friday night, you're talking about Machida, Chael, Rory, Neiman, those guys are all needle movers. And, you know, those are the guys that you want to put on the big cards and get them on the zone, get them on Paramount Network at some point. And, you know, our sponsors are extremely happy when we come to New York. They're all here and they're all able to attend the fights. And it's a good event for us, because it's more than just, another big event. I mean, when you come to the Garden, it becomes the event of the year. And I think that that's what we've delivered here. The card is packed from top to bottom. And even the prelims are stacked. I mean, we have fighters that are fighting on the prelims that normally fight on the big TV side. But, you know, we had so many fighters that they ended up on the prelims.
So Rory's fighting Neiman Gracie, Machida Chael Sonnen, another huge fight. I mean, they're just one after the next. Danis and Humphrey. This is Friday night. It just goes on and on. Let me ask you about, like, the bottom line on, you've been all over the world and you've done these fights everywhere. What do you have up your sleeve? Where do you want to take Bellator next? Like, into the abyss, like to places that you've never been. Where is it that you'd really like to have it that you haven't gone yet?
Well, there's a couple of territories I think that are really attractive for our fighter roster to do well, and one is Japan. I think Japan will be something that we work something out with Sakakibara, and we go there and either do a co-promotion where our fighters will fight his fighters, or we might do our own event, and he will help us in promoting and producing it. We have a couple of promoters in town, and one is from Stockholm, and that's been a hotbed for mixed martial arts. And we're talking this weekend about bringing Bellator events to Stockholm.
How about this guy, Chael Sonnen, and what he does for not only MMA, Bellator, on TV? He is just really, he's become such a rock star for this sport. He's got to be, you got to get a kick out of him. Do you sense that guys like him are happy with you? Are you feeling like a good vibe from these guys when they're in Bellator?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are fantastic. I mean, Chael is a guy that, goes way beyond just a great fighter. And he's already proved, what he can do in the ring, what he can do in the cage. And, but he's a personality. And, he crosses over into pop culture. And he's doing great work on ESPN. He's doing great work for Bellator. And, he's done a great job as our commentator chief. So he's a multi-task kind of guy. And he's delivered on all fronts. So, to see him in the cage against Machida, that's going to be a very interesting fight, because the striker versus the wrestler. And, a lot of his teammates have had a bad go with Machida, like Randy Couture or Dan Henderson. But I think Chael is really motivated to have a good performance.
Well, listen, always fabulous catching up with you. Congrats on all your success. You know, we're always rooting for you here on For All on a Bench on CBS Sports Radio. It's great talking to you again. I know you're going to rock it out at the Garden on Friday night on DAZN. Have a great event. My man, thanks for coming on the bench.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Scott Coker, president of Bellator, with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.